From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today earlier this year released a beautiful indie pop record called Happy to Be Here with incredibly infectious tunes and melodies, one of which you have likely heard over and over as one of our station IDs here on JPR. It is the woman, it is the band. Barry is my guest. Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Thanks. Welcome to JPR. Thanks for stopping here in Ashland.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's beautiful here.
I'm glad to have you. The configuration here is somewhat different than what we hear on the record, and we should talk about that before you guys play. It's kind of Barry Unplugged a little bit, right?
Yes.
We've got two friends here with you making music. Who are they, and what are they doing?
This is the touring crew. So we've got Julia Easterlin singing and Joanna Schubert singing and playing and piano. And our drummer, Dom, is not here because there is not a drum kit to be played.
Moral support.
Moral support.
He's hanging out in the wings.
Yeah.
You are originally from Boston, Massachusetts, correct?
Correct.
Tell me about your musical background, how you got to where you are now as a guitarist and songwriter.
Yeah, that's funny because I do not think of myself as a guitarist at all.
You brought one, so I hope you know how to play it.
I'll figure it out. Bear with me. No, I started like playing piano in, you know, first grade or whatever, lessons like all my friends had to take. And I don't know, the public schools in Massachusetts have a really good music education program. So started off on instruments right away. And then kind of the timing was just perfect with like GarageBand coming out on laptops when I was in middle school or high school, whenever it was. And I just started just like secretly making stuff in my room. And then in college, went to Wesleyan in Connecticut and studied music there and just the whole time just kept making music in my bedroom and on my computer. And
has it changed over time, the kind of music you were making?
I mean, a bit. Hopefully it's gotten better, but I'm still kind of drawn to the same kind of melodic, harmony-driven stuff and just layering stuff that kind of Sufjan Stevens-esque. He was like my hero in high school, and he's still kind of my hero, actually.
Well, let's hear something. I'm really curious. So we've got just piano, just our grand piano for this one, and voice. What are you guys going to do first?
Yes, we're going to play a song called Chinatown.
Ah, this one actually comes from the record, so it's going to be vastly different, I'm assuming, than what we're used to hearing.
Yeah, this is a much mellower version.
Is there a particular story behind this tune?
It's largely based in, when I moved to New York, I worked as like a delivery person at this restaurant, like on a like bike delivery in Tribeca, and I was just like biking around Chinatown and Tribeca at night in the summer in New York, and I think that's the germ of the idea came from.
This is Barry, playing live here at JPR.
You give some and you take a little. It works out sometimes better than others. Oh, oh, never got my chance to say it. So cruel. Oh, the light in Chinatown tonight. Those are weaker days. When I talk to you, when I say your name, I can't tell if I fell back asleep. Those were weaker days. When I talk to you, ducking their head to get their hair cut. Nothing on the neck, nothing on the side. It comes off so easy. Oh,
weaker days. When I talk to you, when I say your name, I can't tell if I fell back asleep. Those were weaker days. When I talk to you.
That one is called Chinatown. Barry is my guest in the studio today. She is here with help from Julia Easterlin and Joanna Schubert on vocals and vocals piano. That one comes from the new record called Happy to Be Here. I was looking up online to try and figure out what your actual band website is. And there's sort of a SoundCloud page and a Facebook page and a couple of other things. Is there an actual homepage for Barry the Band?
There is actually. It's barrythe.band.
Barry the dot band.
Yeah, you can have, like, instead of .com, you can have dot band as an option. And you know we chose that one. Suckers.
How many hours were spent figuring out exactly what you would land
longer
on?
Longer than figuring the band name.
Yeah?
It was like...
Well, that's kind of easy,
back and
right?
forth. Oh, honestly, it took me so long to come to accept that we should use my name as a band name. It was like... And then eventually I had a manager who was like, you have a weird name, just use it. Instead of struggling through all these terrible band names, just use your own name. And yeah. I was like, fine.
I mean, as you went into the studio and made this record and your bandmates that appear on the record came together, was it a challenge for you to kind of let go, to allow Barry to be a band and not just you, Barry?
Yeah, because the demos that I make are like pretty fleshed out and like all the parts are written. So I guess in that sense, it wasn't really, because I've kind of already gotten the songs as far as I can get them once they're in the studio. It's not like I have just chords and melody and let's figure out the rest. It's like they're pretty much there and now we're just like beefing them up, making them exciting. And it's actually like the most fun because you get to see other people do what they're really good at to make your songs even better, doing stuff that you can't do, like having Dom come in and drum. Like I can't drum the way that he can. So it's like, it's so cool to just like turn them over.
And watch them grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go out on tour, especially in the configuration that you've got here with what I gather a quartet when you add Dom on drums, can you recreate the record or do you even try to recreate the record or do you just try to make the songs that you remember from the demos?
Right. It's fun. I mean, this is something that I and we have thought about so much. And when I think about my favorite shows that I go to, like, it's not even necessarily my favorite bands. It's like the shows that I remember are ones where it's like you feel like you're really connecting with people and you're having like a special human moment, and that comes from people playing real instruments and hearing melodies and harmonies and people's voices. And so when I approach the live show, I'm kind of like doing covers of the songs, being like, don't like forget about the studio tricks, the production tricks, what are the core, like what's the core of the song. And I like to write songs that are, you know, that work on just acoustic guitar and singing. And so when we come to play these songs live, try to figure out what are the essential hooks and melodies and chords. And so we actually do manage to cover most of the parts, but it's the kind of thing where, like, I go back and listen to a song, like the recorded version, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that texture was even in there. Because, I don't know, there are little things that are just like ornaments and just icing when you listen to a recorded version that really aren't necessary for live. So yeah, I think of it as kind of like a cover, a cover set of my own music.
Well, can we hear the core of another tune?
Oh yeah.
What are you guys going to do next?
We're going to play a song called Clovers.
I know when to go. Thank you. my time down the hall, with my eyes upon the wall. I hear my shoes and I hear my sigh. I watch myself walk out from the light. Clovers in my eyes, the way the light falls on a bus on the way home. Clovers in my eyes, trying to stay awake, trying to stay awake. Lying down on the grass, clover bed under my back. Close my eyes in the middle of the day. Close my eyes and it feels just the same. Clovers in my eyes, the way the light falls on a bus on the way home. Trying to stay awake, trying to stay awake. The way the light falls on a bus on the way home. Clovers in my eyes, trying to stay awake, trying to stay awake.
That one is called Clovers. Barry is my guest. The new record is called Happy to Be Here on Windspear Records. Information at barrythe.band, right?
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to remember that.
No.
So you have talked about trying to define your music, describe your music in some terminology that I'm not sure works on the radio because there was some rather blue language involved. But basically, like screwed up pop.
Yeah,
and or something's just slightly off.
Yeah, and that might be a stretch to say it's even that messed up. I think it's pretty, like, I love just, like, classic pop songwriting. Just, like, Motown. I mean, like, the James Taylor, Carole King, Stevie Wonder. Like, that music, but with the, you know, the modern technology of, like, a modern studio and access to synths and plugins and technology that they wouldn't have had, you know.
I do enjoy the fact that a lot of your music has some qualities from an era of music that was just probably, I'm guessing, before you were born.
Right?
Like 80s synth. Yeah. And like that synth pad sound that was so prevalent in music from the early to mid 80s.
Yeah, the Juno is a super, super cool instrument.
Do you have some of that stuff from the period that you use when you're creating music, or are you just using patches on modern gear?
For demos, I just use plugins, and that's what's so cool. It's so democratized, because, like, owning a Juno, like, it's expensive, and they just break constantly. And getting, like, the chips replaced is super expensive, and there are only, like, three people in New York who can do it. So it's, like, I use plugins, and I think people can be kind of snobby about it, but I think, like, more power to you if you can, like, get these things to the masses. Like, it's cool that, like, a 12-year-old can recreate these sounds that used to be only accessible in these multi-million dollar studios.
Yeah. You're living in Brooklyn now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does Brooklyn affect you individually and as a musician? Is it a good place to be a creative musical person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a super supportive environment and just like it's very validating because you're making music and people that you respect and that are, you know, kind of at the top of their game in Brooklyn are, you know, supporting you and reaching out and working with you. Like that's incredibly encouraging.
Yeah.
I didn't have that so much in Boston because it's a totally different scene there.
Well, the record's incredibly cool. It's very catchy. The songs that you're playing for us here in the room are equally interesting and cool. I'm glad you're here. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having us.
Barry is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Happy to Be Here. Information can be found online at barrythe.band. We've got the trio in the room, Julia Easterlin, Joanna Schubert, who is not playing piano on this one, but Barry, you have grabbed an electric guitar. What are you going to wrap up with?
Well, actually, ironically, we're going to play a song called Tal Uno, which was kind of perfect timing for what we were just talking about, because Tal Uno is the name of the plugin that's the recreation of the Juno synth.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so
everybody should buy this. An earlier tune, right?
This is an earlier tune off our singles EP, but I'm going to play a guitar version of it, but plug for Tal Uno. Everybody should buy the plugin. They're a great company.
Check's in the mail.
Yeah.
This is Barry, live on JPR.
Your band's doing better than my band. I'll go to your show, but I'm not gonna dance. You broke your wrist and got a gas on your hand. Covered in peace signs. Your sister cut your hair and she gave you bangs. What'd she do that for? You sound me precious, kind of reckless. I think you're better on your own. I got your message, I left my necklace. I got your picture on my phone. I'm giving you up. I'm giving you over. answer on my phone. Don't you think that you can do better?
I can do better. I can do better.
Don't you think that you can do better?
I can do better. I can do better.
That one is called Tal Uno. Barry is my guest live today in the JPR studios. Help today from Julia Easterlin and Joanna Schubert. The new record is called Happy to Be Here. Barry, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you, Eric.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.